All right, moving on. This is Black Magic Woman, as you will recognize. The backing track to it. So the major key, no pun intended on the word key, when that bass note first comes in, right there. Down. If you can find that note, then there's your key. The key is D. It's got to be either minor or major. How do you do that? Well, D is at the 10th fret, 6th string. Play a minor pentatonic and see if it fits. Or even better, play a D minor chord or play a D major chord and see which one fits better. Minor. Who thinks it might be major? It's tough because there's no guitar in this.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, if the guitar had been in here, it's minor. And you can verify it with the pentatonic. If you do minor pentatonic, it sounds fine. If you do 3 frets down, it sounds terrible. So that's one way to do it. All right. So do D minor pentatonic. For those of you who want to dig further, dig in what the other chords are in there. But the rest of you guys, it's the same key we were just in with the blues. Just have fun with that. Dig into the rhythm. The beat is... So... Those are the eighth notes, right? So just have fun with that. How many positions can you do on a D? This is supposed to be a content light session, not so have fun and explore. Concluding remarks, you guys. Backing tracks is like an underrated tool to help you implement whatever you're working on, whether it's the pentatonic shapes or bar chords or just your training your ear. You know, it's hard to just say, well, work on your ear training. Well, what does that mean? You know, you could buy some software and interact with it, or listen to my computer audios, or do stuff like this, you know. Or whether you're working on bar chords, for example, you'll get a lot of chords that you couldn't normally play. Like, we had a G minor in this last song. You need a bar chord for that. There's no opening chord equivalent for that. So jam tracks mimics what we do here with jamming with each other right in your own living room. Not every minute of, like, you guys goof off on guitar. You do my stuff, you concentrate, but then you also goof off. And I have no problem with that. I think goofing off is great. You can quote me on that. but when you do backing tracks, it's like a sort of semi-organized way to goof off, and then the stuff you're working on will automatically come in. Does that make any sense? This is why I make a big deal out of it. So I hope you enjoy your 9,000 tracks. You guys are going to get the 21 we did here. Do yourself a huge favor and try to at least figure out the key of the remaining. We only did like 4 of them. That leaves whatever, 8, however many left, 17 of them left. Not that you're going to do it all in a week, but over the course of time, you know, before you look at the chord chart that I give you, come up with the key and go further. It really helps your ear. It's a lot easier to do jam tracks if you're into transcribing than it is actual songs, because you don't have arrangements to worry about. It's just a progression. And the more you do, the faster it gets. I'm looking at you because you're into transcribing. You've said that's part of your goals. You've said that bar chords is part of your goals. So any questions about what we've done?